Switching gears now, the world of jazz has lost a major figure. Jazz musician and composer Sam Rivers has died. He was classically trained at the Boston Conservatory of Music. He played saxophone and flute, and his music combined technical ability with the originality of the avant-garde jazz movement. He was in his late 80s. He was born to a touring gospel group family in Oklahoma and raised in Chicago and Little Rock, Arkansas. Miles Davis hired him in the early 60s, and Rivers made the move to Manhattan, where he helped create the 1970s loft scene. He was an essential part of the abstract and avant-garde jazz movement. The musicians he played with throughout his life were long and varied, including everybody from Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie to John Lee Hooker and T-Bone Walker. One of his great heroes was Coleman Hawkins. Later in his life, he moved to Orlando, Florida to work at Disney World. His daughter, Monique Rivers Williams, told the Los Angeles Times that, "My father, in my eyes, was on vacation all his life. He used to tell me, I'm working, but I'm loving every minute of it." Retirement was not in his vocabulary. And that is the music of the late Sam Rivers. Just ahead, known for their inspirational music, the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness celebrate their 40th anniversary with a new album and a lesson about staying relevant.
We tell the people who are gospel-oriented only that you can't fully appreciate the glory hallelujah of the gospel without the pain of the blues and the history of the spirituals and the complexity of jazz.
Sounds of Blackness join us for a performance and conversation that's just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.